get together song that was going on there. Is that good?
Yeah.
Well, I've got to thank Andrea Strickland for that song. She it was her idea. She got it all together and done all the singing on it, I think. Well, you know what? We would just like to thank all you folks at Dell Fest, you know, for coming. This is our ninth year, and we got to thank every one of you all for that, because we could not have done it without you. We thought we'd bring our whole family out here, and it's getting so big, you know, I can't remember the names of some of them. In fact, I don't even know if they're in my family. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to introduce this lady right here. This is Jean. This is my wife. And let's see. Rhonda, this is my daughter Rhonda. She works over there in that merch tent, makes sure everything goes right and cracks a whip every about 5 minutes, you know.
No. She's like Mom.
No, she's pretty easy to get along with. She gives a lot of stuff away, you know. And she's got her son here, too, my grandson. That's Jacob right there. He's done a lot of work here, too. And now on each end of the stage here, I'm going to let these guys introduce their families. That's Ronnie McCurry. How about that for Ronnie McCurry?
Hey, guys. Hey. Thank you again. It's been an incredible Dell Fest once again. I mean, thank you. Thank Cumberland, the Allegheny County Fairground. This is my son, Evan, right here. This is my son, Joshua. This is my daughter, Emma, and this is my wife, Allison. We thank you.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget now, folks, if any of you folks live fairly close to the High Sierra Bluegrass Festival, it's over the 4th of July weekend, and it's up out in way out in California. If you fly to Reno, you can make it pretty easy in a car from there. Now, this guy right over here, I'm going to have him come up to the microphone and move his family in here. This is Rob McCurry right here.
Well, folks, thank every one of you for coming out here. It's incredible to see how people come and take care of one another, and everybody gets along and has a good time for this many days. And doesn't matter what Mother Nature throws at you, you're just still good to go. So, thank you. This is my wife, Lisa, here. She heads up the Dell Fest Academy here through the week before the festival kicks off. That's my oldest. That's Monroe over there, my daughter. In my middle one, this is Dell McCurry. Wonder where he got that name. And this is Vassar McCurry. He's 4 years old today. Happy birthday, buddy. Four today.
Now. Oh. Yeah. To you. Happy birthday. Oh, and Lily and Lee, are they up here? Lila, there they are. That is Stan Strickland's little girl and little boy. Now, I shouldn't say that, because they'll never let me forget that I just said that. But anyway, I think it's time now to play some music. What do you think? All right. I guess. Are we done? Here we go.
I have read these words before. It's been several years. Read them again. They kind of they have a timeless thing about them. It's always in keeping with Sunday here at Delfest, especially with the McCurry family coming out to show their gratitude to you all, because of course you all show their gratitude to them. What is family? It's people that claim you. In good, in bad, in parts, or in whole, they were or are the ones who show up and stay in there, regardless. But it isn't just about blood relations or shared chromosomes, but something bigger, wider. There are many, many, many families that can evolve over time, family of origin, the families we create, and the groups you move through while all of this is happening. Friends, lovers, sometimes strangers. None of them perfect. And we couldn't expect them to be. You can't make any one person your entire world. The trick is to take what each person, each family can give you and build your world from it. You are a part of the family that is Delfest. The McCurry family, your family, the High Sierra family are collectively the family of Delfest that we are all part of for this weekend of magic. Congratulations. We're glad you showed up for the family reunion on this Memorial Day weekend. This is not a family by blood. It's a family we all choose. It's my honor, as always, to welcome the father of the festival, the father of the feast, Del McCurry and the Del McCurry Band.
Sunshine and a woman sings a song. world be found. If you ever look for me, know I'll be found.
See, folks, we got a little request to do a bunch of songs here tonight, and we're going to try to get every one of them on, if time permits. So we'll do one of these right now, and who knows what it's going to be. Just, this is a kind of a grab bag. We'll do whatever you want us to do or whatever we think we ought to do. See, now that's a pretty sad time when she leaves you again, ain't it? Ronnie, you ready to sing one here? This is the time in the program where I get all these guys to sing you some or pick you something or do both. And right now we're gonna turn Ronnie loose on something. Whatever you're gonna do, guys.
Thank you, Dad. I think I'll do one that I done a long time ago, and I sent this out to all my nieces and nephews. Who have, since they were this big or this big, and but I like this tune. It's entitled "Thanks a Lot."
You're right.
excellence. Passing by, but you're not sorry that you made me cry. You say you deserve everything I got. If that's the way to be, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I've got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. And then you were gone. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I've got a broken heart. You were gone, honey, thanks a lot. I just needed your love, honey, thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you, folks. Well, let's see now. We're going to call Rob up here and let him do something for you. And what do you think, Rob? What are you going to do? All right, you gonna shuck a little corn? Sing a song about now, and I'd like to ask you for a little request if you've got one before I introduce that one. Guess I didn't hear one. All right, yeah, Ron said same kind of crazy. Did somebody say that? Are you sure you said that? All right, we'll sing it. And then right after this, we're going to get a fiddle tune out of that fiddler over there. the same things you do. Somebody who can make you break you anytime they want to. I met her at a red light, love at first sight. Can this be true?
Delfast last year. Well, let's see. Oh, I know what. We got to have the fiddle player come up here now. He hadn't done nothing yet tonight, so would you make welcome this fiddle player? He won it 2 years in a row, and he won it about 5 years ago. He run it about 16 years in a row. Little Amber Jason Carter.
Thanks, Dale. Thank you.
Oh, he's hot tonight, ain't he? I always say that. I'll tell you what, that guy's hot every night when he picks up a fiddle. We're going to hear from the last gentleman in the band now. And, I got a request written out. You know, let's see here now. I could sing that if I knew the rest of the words and more than you got there. It rolls. Oh, it's like a teleprompter. It rolls, does it? Hey. Except it's rolling the wrong way, eh? I want you to hear this guy sing. Alan Bartram. Here. They've got academy, that's it. I never did go to school much, so I couldn't remember what that was. I did get out of high school. I won't tell you how I got out. No, I finished, I did. I finished almost everything. Let's see now, another request. That one there I might get later. I might get a little brave after a while and I'll sing that. What?
Henry Walker.
I guess we could do that. All right, I heard that murder ballad. We'll do that. You know, there's a little story with this song. Recently we played, you know, the song that we're talking about, there's a request out here for Henry Walker. I'll do it. We recorded that song some time back, you know. We had a request to do it. So we sang it. And after the show, this guy comes running around backstage and he's holding his wallet up like this, you know, opened up.
And he wanted me to look at it, and it said, Henry Walker. I said, are you that murdering guy? Seeking information about a man who's living here. His name is Henry Walker. Now don't you fret and fear. His crime is Copeland murder. He's wanted by the law. We'll take him back to face his crime. It's the worst you ever saw. Well, we know Henry Walker. It is way back in the woods, where he hunts and traps and fishes, and the living ain't too good. But if you aim to catch him, better learn his hunting ground. He'll hide just like an old white hare, and you know it can be found. Yes, the cold was split timber with a crack like a 44. The wrong verse. Now we're out in the woods now in a cabin. We reached old Henry's cabin by noon of the second day. He must have heard us coming, or if any ran away. We camped by Rocky Rapids while the moon was shining bright. We heard old Henry laughing. We tracked him for a week or more through the swamp and through the hill, till a rifle roared, I cried, my God, my partner has been killed. I propped him by an old jack pine and swore a solemn vow. Look out, Henry Walker, it's you and me right now. Like a fox, he went to ground. Then he tried to run, but the ice was thin, and he fell on through. I watched him as he sank and swore, I'll put a curse on you. I dragged my frozen partner through the ice and through the snow. Three fingers and a thumb to the frostbite, don't you know? The later in time you'd have known, I think about those times when northern lights were dancing, it makes me feel like crying. It's a cold with split timber with a crack like a 44. You know, I just happened to think of something. Doug here in the front row. I just saw you there, Doug. He's head of the Habitat for Humanity, and so he wanted to build a house. And so we said, well, look, we can drive nails, and we will come up there and help you, you know. So we came up there one day, and he already had the foundation laid in there, nice and smooth and straight and flat and hard. So we put the walls up that day, we put the windows in that day, we put the roof on that day, and then we had a party that night. No, the last part we actually didn't do because we were really tired and we went to bed. But what I was trying to say, now, unless things have changed, we're going to dedicate it on Monday in Cumberland, Maryland. 2 o'clock? 4 o'clock. All right, 4 o'clock on Monday. Now, if you can find it, you're better than I am. I have to follow somebody to get there. But I just wanted to tell you that, you know, we kind of try to give back to the community in certain ways, you know. Thank you. Okay. You said something out there, too. Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. No, that was a solo. Let's do that duet, Ronnie. What was that? He just mentioned that. Blue Side. Blue Side. Now, which side of town are we on here? Anybody know? Huh? South Side. Well, now, which town? Cumberland. All right. All right. So, now, is this the blue side of town? All right. We're going to sing it. Thank you, folks. Well, you know, now, I'll tell you what. We recorded an album of Woody Guthrie songs, back. It's probably, it could have been 2 years ago now, but the album was finally released about the 15th of last month, I think it was. And I'm just trying to think now. The reason, what it was, Nora Guthrie gave me some lyrics to songs that her dad had written and wondered if I'd write music to them and then record them. So we did that, and we would like to, in a few minutes now, we'd like to do a couple of those songs. Usually we use a, thank you. Usually, yeah, that's what I think. Usually we do use a teleprompter because there's 12 songs on the record, and I can't remember all 12 of them, you know. Usually you record an album, and then you go out on the road, and you learn the songs, and you learn the ones that you can learn, and a lot of times you never do get them all sang from that record, and you don't get them all sang from the one before that, and the one before that, and the one before that. But we do all 12 of the Woody Guthrie things, and so in a few minutes, we're going to bring a guy out here, too, to help us with this, because... let's see now. I've got words. You want to do it now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Oh, all right. We'll do it now. We have to bring out here a music stand for the words for this song. Oh, come up here and tell about this, Ronnie.
Oh, you did it first, Dad.
There you go.
You want California?
I guess so.
Well, friends, we have a visitor with us today. This is Mr. Cole Rotante. He happens to be Woody Guthrie's grandson. Come on out here, Cole. Play a little dobro with us. Right there he is. Nora Guthrie's son. Right there.
We had planned to rehearse this with Cole. And, you know, time just ran out on us. I don't know what happened. We had a whole bunch of things we needed to do. Is that F? That's in the key of F. Man. Okay. Huh. First time I knew that was in F. Maybe I've been singing it in one key and you guys have been playing it in another. But we'll rehearse it while we play for you folks. How that be, huh? Cole, now I tell you, anytime you feel like playing, just jump right in there and play, man.
Ready?
She's living in luxury untold. How I felt for her life, 'twas a pity. Now she's living on my California gold. Just last week I think she bought a mansion and a coonskin coat to keep out the cold. And unless I am sadly mistaken, she bought it with my California gold. From California go. We would sit there at night on a sofa while we many sad tales did unfold. Every word that she spoke cost me money, and I paid it with my California go. Thank you.
shall know what I'm doing. Oh, I'm warning, yes, I'm warning every man. There is frost on my face this fair morning, and my little old log cabin is so cold. I will be quite a wealthy man this morning if I'd only kept my California dough. Watch your step, keep your money at home, lest you lose every cent of your bankroll, just as I lost my California gold. Well, you know, I'd like to say a little bit about you did a great job there, Cody.
Cole,
we did. You did. Let's see. You know, all the songs that we put music to were written from 1935 to 1949, and they're still current today. You know, because a lot of guys, maybe they don't have gold today, but they got plenty of money, and their wives usually get it in the end. That's the moral of that song right there. They don't get gold, but they get plenty of the money. What do we have? Okay. I do, yeah. We're going to do one more song here, and I've got a temporary teleprompter on top of my guitar here, which I go by on this song. This is one entitled, I Was Left in This World All Alone. Such a pity, and the wrongs of the city. I'm left in this world all alone. Well, let's see now. She can't burn me now. That's a tough one, man. Let's see. Well, I don't know. I might do you a yodel number. Could do a yodel number? I could. Even though I can't yodel. I might do a yodel number for you folks. How that be? Now, actually, I'm not a good yodeler. Now, I know some good yodelers, but this is an old Jimmy Rogers song, and you know he yodeled a lot. And this is one of the blue yodels, and I can't tell you which one because there's six or seven of them. I don't know either. Well, I could, I guess, Fourth verse. That's always a tough one. The last verse. You can't never remember it. Well, we're going to change it. We're going to change boat right in the middle of the creek right now. And do a little different tune for you. And this is one in town. This comes from the rock genre, I reckon you could call it. Smoking Gun. Call you on the phone. I get a strong and easy feeling. You're not sitting there alone. I'm having nasty, nasty feelings.
Thank you.
right. Now, we got some more guests we're going to bring out here right now for you. I should let you... Ronnie, how about you introducing these guys? Because he knows them real, real well.
Well, my son Evan. Evan, come on out here. Evan McCurry. He's going to come play a little bit with us. And he plays in a band called the Broomsticks. Did anybody get to hear the Broomsticks today? That's Mr. Connor Broom right there. He's going to play a little keyboard with us on one.
Can you hear the piano all right? Huh? Give him a little run there, Connor, on that piano. How's that sound, huh? Oh, yeah, he's ready. We're going to do a little tune. You know, everybody's got the blues sometimes, and sometimes you got to learn them to get them. The dance floor is deserted. You play the same love song. It's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning. It's one of the clues. You had your first lesson in learning the blues. When you when you're out in a crowd, the mood will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying. You can't forget her, soon you even stop crying. It's one of the clues. Listen, he learned in the blues. Yeah.
Well, let's see now. Have anybody got a request? We...
Yeah, let's do that.
You know, we would like to do all those folks, but I can't understand anybody out there. To sing you a song that I wrote one time and a band called Fish recorded it, and you know Drew sang this, not Drew, anyway, we're going to sing it for you, and it's one entitled Beauty of My Dream. Did you get that request there, Jason? He's got it in his head, I guess. We had a lot of requests to do a tune entitled Blackjack County Change. So we're gonna do it. Every day we had to Hurricanes rolled a mile and a quarter. A black snake quip would sting our backs if some poor fool complained. But we couldn't fight back. We're at 35 pounds of Blackjack County chain.
Thank you, folks. You know, we're running short on time right about now. Yeah, according to my watch, we are. Well, you know, I haven't been able to think of one song to sing for you folks tonight. I've just been doing this, that, and the other, you know. What is it, baby? Let's go over here.
Pick it up a little bit, yeah.
Well, yeah, let's get all aboard. Some folks wanted to hear this song. We did it, I think, earlier, last night. Sometime we did it. But, what was that? Once in a while, I get a request from the audience that I can really understand and know what you said. These big ears are not as good as they used to be. Well, here we go. All aboard, all aboard. Shake down on the window seat. Friend, where I'm going is better than where I've been. Then a stranger sits down as if he's right at home. Touches me and says, I see you traveling alone. By the way, son, you forgot to say amen. Can I get you something here? Open now, 90 miles. She never even noticed that laid back at Horseshoe Bend. And the couple with
my mouth some cookie jar. I'm gonna ask them what they saw on their journey. So I raise my blind, he slaps my knee, saying, this is my stop, son, but you won't be traveling alone. I look out my window to wave him goodbye, but there's nobody there, just the
guest that we haven't had out here, and we didn't introduce. Yeah, we did introduce Evan, didn't we? But this here is a Vassar McCurry right there with the big bass fiddle. All right, we had a lot of requests to do Rain and Snow. Left me out. came down the stairs, combed her back a long yellow hair, and her cheeks were as red as a rose. As a rose, oh Lord, and her cheeks were red as a
one gospel song a while ago. Let's do another one for the folks. Now, you did good singing along with us on that tune. Sing along with this. It's titled Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. It's one, it goes like this. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. Band of angels looking at me. Coming for to carry me home. When we get ready, come in and sing, all right?
Coming after me. I'm in for to carry me home. beautiful ride, do.
Come in for to carry me home.
We're going to do one song for you now. This is one entitled The White House Blues. Are you ready?
Del McCurry and the Del McCurry Family Band.